Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a good show today talking about volleyball and basketball and the parents that are nutty that go along with it.
Yeah.
Ball hogs and
But first, house we want to tell robbed. You about Audible.
Yes, Audible. Yes.
We, first of all, I have Audible. I had it for a long time. I didn't even get it through our podcast. I just love it.
Me too.
You have it.
I've had it forever.
It's kind of the only way that I enjoy my books now.
Yeah.
I like to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And recently we both listened to a book.
Yeah, that we both love.
The Demi Moore.
Inside Out book, it's called.
Yeah. And we're going to be using that as our first book club thing. But you'll hear about that at the very end of the show. But you got to get Audible so that you can get this book.
You got to get Audible so you can get on the same bandwagon as us.
Here's the thing. Look, if you're going to enjoy a book, why not also be able to do other things? Like walk your dog,
mm-hmm.
like make coffee, like prepare lunches. Like ain't nobody got time to lay in bed and read a book.
No. I'll fall asleep, first of all. I can't keep my eyes open.
I know. There's nothing better than having like a book that you can't put it down, but you're listening to it. So you can listen to it all day long if you want while you're doing other things. I don't know. I love Audible.
And you can get a membership. If you get a membership, it includes one free audiobook a month. And they have exclusive sales and 30% off of all regularly priced audiobooks, which is nice.
I like to start stacking up my credits so that if I get on a run where I'm like, oh, I have all these credits.
I know.
Can just keep listening.
It does that to me when I go, oh, I'm going to buy this book. And it goes, you want to get it for free? And I, yeah, sure. Because I got all my points.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. You can choose one audiobook and two Audible originals. Free. Visit audible.com/FCOL or you can text FCOL to 500-500. Yes, it's audible.com/FCOL. Okay, audible.com/FCOL. Do it today.
Enjoy the show.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. 2020 is here, and another year of Adam's Monthly Nut is about to bust. This month's shipment includes a Mr. Burcham tape measure, so you can remember the horrors of the jungle while marking that 2x4. A Wallet Ninja credit card multi-tool. There will come the time you will save the day with it. A sack of Aussie's famous flank steak seasoning, so you can make your meat taste just like Aussie's. And as always, a bottle of your choosing. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. What's up, Stephanie?
How are you doing?
I don't know. I'm doing okay. I'm fine.
We're still sad because we're recording one day after Kobe.
Monday morning.
Let's say hi to our
that might cheer us
premium
up.
Amy Cunt. I mean,
what's up,
Cunt?
Amy?
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
I wonder if she doesn't like that.
You're not safe anymore. Like Stephanie's always gonna say that.
Amy, please write to me and tell me if that hurts your feelings, because I won't do it anymore if it does.
Okay.
Aaron Landis.
Who?
Who it is? It's Landis. Ishan Vajpayee.
Oh, Ishan.
I like him more and more every time I say his name.
Me too.
Carrie is so berry, berry bitchy.
Hi, Carrie. What's up, Carrie?
Don't be so nice to her. She doesn't like it.
No, screw you, Carrie.
Luis Juarez.
What's up, Luis?
Luis, I feel like you've been a little quiet. Oh, Luis is going
Luis
to
likes us.
Went to a 90s theme party or is going to and has like a crazy, funny outfit. So go check that out on the
Real
Adam page.
All right.
Randy May Ames. Hi, Randy.
What's up, Randy? You may do what?
Ames. Kelly Brandt.
What's up, Kelly?
We don't have a lot to say about Kelly Brandt.
She can't.
I don't know. Jacob Crowley. Hi, Jacob.
What's up, Jacob?
Jacob, we've been raising money for you to get your boobs chopped off, and I think that's a very worthy cause. Yeah, but he doesn't
know. I know. It's a chopped off.
He's a dude.
Hurts my teeth.
Yeah. Have time for all those boobs?
I know. I ain't got time for that. Slow him down.
Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
What's up, Amanda and Casey? Casey, can't you get your own one?
Well,
or they got a 2-for-1?
Yeah, Casey, what are they doing? Casey's pays for a shout out for both of them.
Isn't that sweet?
That's a friend. Angie Saldivar just saw her 2 days ago.
What's up, Angie?
Hi, Angie. Good seeing you. Gabby Fonseca.
What's up, Gabby? Did you see Gabby?
Missy Schaefer.
What's up, Missy?
Hi, Missy. We have a story about Ari Shafir, but not Schaefer. Hi, Missy. And Rebecca Lubin. Hi, bitch.
What's up, Rebecca?
Okay.
So yesterday morning in the kitchen, all right, and Sonny is talking my ear off. That boy could talk, I noticed. Adam was gone all weekend. Adam left on Friday, which I got another story for you. Friday night he left. Sonny always...
Is that the Patreon story?
No.
Or is that just... Oh, okay.
No, this is a story I'll tell you this episode.
Okay.
Sonny, you know, follows Adam around talking sports, but apparently he thinks I care, so he follows me around instead. I'm surrogate ear, and he talks my ear off about sports. So anyway, yesterday morning, we were talking about the Super Bowl, and he always gets down when the season's over, and he's like, can't we just have Monday off? Why don't they just give us Monday? Call it Super Monday, give us Monday off. I said, Sonny, not everybody, okay, because first of all, you're not drinking. What do you need the Monday morning off for?
He has an emotional hangover.
Right. So he's like, you know, they give us Columbus Day. And I said, well, Columbus was Italian, all right? Leave him alone.
I love the connection, though, like, at the Super Bowl and Christopher Columbus.
Right. And then Sonny goes, you say that about everybody that's Italian. He's ran over a grandmother. Yeah, but he was Italian. Let him off. I go, no, I don't. He goes, yeah, you do. Kobe's Italian. That's what he said. And then he said, last night, what's his name? LeBron James, LaMom James. That's another thing. Anyway, beat Kobe's record the night before. And he was like, can you believe that? Well, then he was going on and on and on about the statistics and the stats and blah, blah, blah. And literally 30 minutes later, I get a text from Stephanie. Kobe died. I was like, what? And he was standing next to me in the kitchen. He looks at it and he goes, who's that? And I go, Stephanie. He goes, well, she knows about sports. He's like, no, he didn't. And I go, he goes, I get ESPN alerts. It's not on my ESPN alert. And I Googled it. And sure enough, there was the news. And then just the rest of the day was just, I mean, you know, Sonny really slowed down on the talking. But, like, he got – every time he brought it – so he watched the news. Like, he went down to watch the Pro Bowls. And at first, I guess they weren't airing it. Or on ABC, it was just Kobe news, Kobe coverage. And he was watching it. And I had to take Natalia, drop her off, bring her back. Anyway, and I was coming in. He was, like, 5 people. Then it was, like, I don't know, 7 people. Then it became 9 people. And then it was, like, his daughter – because I was like, how many kids does he have? And then I was reading about the kids. He's got a daughter named Natalia and then just had a daughter. Yeah. And he just had a daughter born in June of 2019.
Yeah.
She's never going to know her dad or her sister. And when we found out, so she's 13, and then Sonny showed me a picture of the headline, you know, the daughter was on the helicopter and a picture of Kobe and the daughter, and she's got her head on his shoulder. And they're like at a Laker game. And Sonny just like put his head down and just was crying like, yeah, it's going to make me cry. And then we found out that they were going to the Mambo, the Mambo gym area where the Mambo is where, you know, Stephanie and I complain about these basketball games that they're far away. One of them.
Thousand Oaks.
In Thousand Oaks. That one is that's where they were going.
Yeah.
And And then, you know, then we find out like one of the coaches, one of her coaches was on board, other kid was on board. Like, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. It was just such a sad day. It was really a sad day. And even Natalia was like upset and like following the news. Usually she doesn't care about stuff. But yeah, it was really sad in our house.
Elby's my sociopath. So yeah. She doesn't – nothing really makes her cry except for – if it's about her. I mean, this is going to sound mean.
No, I know.
But if it's
I
about
know.
Her, like if she's stressed out, she cries easily. Right. But about other people, she doesn't like – yeah. She's dried.
Yeah.
Hope she's never on trial for murder. I'm going to be like, Elby, you need to learn how to cry for other people. You need to learn to fake it.
In general, I just
– So I was in Whole Foods. Long story short, I had taken Elby – we were being so LA.
Uh-huh.
Elby and her friend went. No, they went to a spin class.
Oh,
at this
that's
place
nice.
Called Beat Bike.
Oh, that's fun.
So Elby went with her friend Ava, and Ava's mom Cecily and I took them together. And she and I did not take the class with them.
Oh, okay.
I went in my sweats. Elby was like, "Are you taking the class too?" I was like, "Oh, hell no! I'm getting a croissant at Whole Foods next door." So Cecily and I went dropped them off. Went to Whole Foods and I ordered a croissant while I was in line to pay for the croissant. And then I'd already finished that croissant because it was taking a long time. And then I was like, you know what? I'll have another croissant for my one that I eat with my coffee.
Right.
Anyway, so then we ate. She and I were wandering around and all of a sudden she was like, oh, my God, Kobe Bryant died. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And then somebody else in the store was like, what did you say? And all of a sudden, it was this crazy, this is going to be one of those, do you remember where you were?
Yes, I know.
Because people in the store were like, what, what? And then some lady comes over, and then another lady comes over, and then a dude is just like, what happened? And we were like, and then I Googled it, and then I was looking on, and then we were just like stunned.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and got the girls, and then the girls were like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't as sad as we were.
Yeah.
But then Xander was really sad too.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, Mom, did you hear? He was had been out with a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. Mean, and we've been to that gym. And
it's just
you know,
the weird too. Like just the fact that his daughter and he was like, but the fact that they were going to that gym. And by the way, they were doing a tournament that weekend, which I'm sure Sonny's coach was at. I'm sure he's probably there because he has girl teams as well. And he joins those tournaments as well. And then the other thing is like, he was apparently there the day before. And when we go to these tournaments, it's been known that he's there. Like he's been to these tournaments. So it's like, there's been a couple of times I show up at the tournament and it's like, oh, you missed Kobe. He was here earlier, you know, thing.
Yeah.
I thought he lived in Calabasas. He doesn't live in Calabasas. He lives in Orange County, apparently, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is it was a foggy morning. Like, why did they let him take off? Like, they say that, like Howard was talking this morning that, all of Los Angeles Fire Department, Police Department grounded their helicopters during the morning, during that time, because it was fog. And you just don't. And Howard was like, oh, there was fog. He goes, why did they let him take off? He goes, I know by being in helicopters, because Howard takes a helicopter, it's the way you transport when you're rich like that. He says, and I know that it was like, you know, it's known that you just don't take off and you don't fly in the fog in a helicopter. And I guess somebody called in that flies helicopters, and he said, yes, because when you go to land, you can't see the ground sometimes. You don't know if you're, you know, you can't. It's hard to judge. I don't know. That's apparently. It was just such a sad day. It was really sad. But to lighten the mood, so the day before, and you're really going to like this, Stephanie. You're going to be proud.
Okay.
Adam was out of town all weekend, and – it was Saturday night. Natalia was doing something. Sonny was home. I don't know. I was like, all right. I go upstairs and I go, you know what? I'm going to jump on this Bachelor bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
Everybody around here, these guys, Patrick I work for is nuts about The Bachelor, has his own podcast about The Bachelor. Dylan.
You work for Patrick now?
As I say, work for? Yeah. All right.
This guy I work for.
Yeah, this guy I work for. He's into the Bachelor. Dylan's into the Bachelor. I mean, they have their podcast. You have your podcast. Howard talks about the Bachelor. I was like, all right, let me. And also, I don't know. I like the way the guy looked. You know, usually Peter? The Bachelor always kind of looks douchey.
Pilot Peter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Pilot Peter. And I was like, yeah, he's cute. All right, I'm going to get on this bandwagon. There's only 3 episodes. I'll probably fall asleep halfway through the first episode because it's 5 hours. Jesus.
Yeah, the first episode's 3 hours. Then there's 2 more hours and another 2 hours. Yeah.
They just milk as much as they can. And so I'm watching the Bachelor, right? I'm like 5 minutes in. Sonny comes upstairs. Well, what are you watching? And I go, The Bachelor. He goes, oh, I want to watch The Bachelor. I go, okay, because he comes here on Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Now Sonny's got to start listening to Rose Pricks.
That's what I said. I said, I have 2 close friends that have a podcast about The Bachelor. Let's start watching and we can listen. And he goes, okay. So, and he wanted to watch it anyway. And I go, all right, let's watch it. And we started watching it and I thought he would get bored. First of all, the crying that these girls. So I'm watching it through the eyes of a 13-year-old boy.
Crazy hoes on this.
My God. I would think that they're always crazy, are extra crazy.
Extra crazy.
With the crazy
extra
on top.
Extra crispy crazy.
Oh,
yes.
My God. So like.
It's a pleasure this season.
I know. And then I'm like thinking, okay, it's a wholesome show. It's on ABC. The first thing the girl goes is, I wax vaginas for a living. And Sonny goes, oh, boy. I'm embarrassed. And anyway, so.
How about the one that was like, that there's going to be a lot of tea about her, Victoria F. That's the one that was like, something about having a dry pussy or whatever.
Oh really?
Like, yeah, but it's not dry or whatever. I don't know.
I missed
something
that.
About her dry vagina.
Thank God I
missed
that.
Just like, oh, geez. And then she goes on in the next episode. You missed that?
I didn't.
Because then later she's like crying. She's like, I just hope you understood that my joke.
Oh,
about
her dry joke. Oh, yes. I saw that.
Oh, I have a dry sense of humor. But,
yes.
But that's,
yes.
That's the only thing that's dry.
Right, I saw
or whatever.
That.
And then
she's
like, get it? Like my vagina's not dry or whatever. And then she was like, oh, God, I hope you got my joke. And
now you
might not think that I'm funny. You might just think that I'm crass.
My God. So Sonny's like, I mean, there's girls crying left and right. And Sonny's just like, oh, my God, how much crying do these girls do? What are they crying about? Why are they crying? Like, he's like.
Oh, my God, Sonny is 13.
He's a 13-year-old boy.
I know. Teenage crying girls.
I know. So now it's extra fun to watch it through a 13-year-old boy's eyes because he's like, you know what I would do, Mom? I would, like, pretend I was pulling the chair out for her and then just, like, yank it out. Such a boy. Yeah, that's what Peter's going to do. Huh?
Yeah.
But I like Peter. I think he's cute.
He's cute.
He's really cute. I think he's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Right? So far, so good. Like, I don't know. Is he?
I mean,
because you know him from the other episode.
Right.
So we had to kind of understand that he was from the previous.
I like him. He's just pretty boring. He still lives with his parents.
Yeah, he
his
does.
His parents seem nuts.
Yes. Cuban and the.
Yeah,
and dude.
And he lives with them. And he's just, you know what he is? He's just like aggressively white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, look, hey, I'm going to show you my dance moves.
Yes,
and then he dances
dancing.
Like a.
Then he does his cowboy dance.
Oh my God.
The cowboy line
yes.
dance.
And well, you'll appreciate this because Ronnie and I was having a field day laughing about Westlake Village, how they're trying to make it seem like it's some like bumfuck town in Texas.
I know.
It's like, dude, it's rich white people live
it's
in Westlake
Kobe
Village.
Where Kobe was going, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the most rich, like upper crusty, like
to work out
suburban.
There.
Like there's no cowboy boots store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's going line dancing.
I know.
Oh, and then also they tried to pretend like they were going line dancing at the canyon.
Yeah.
The canyon, by the way, is where Robin and I went and saw Yacht Rock recently.
Right.
That's
right.
How country it is.
Yes,
it's not country.
Right.
Rick
totally.
Springfield plays
well,
there.
Also,
Fog Hat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the canyon. That's like Pat Benatar.
Yes.
All the, like old
yes.
school. Yeah, I know. It's not,
country
not
bar.
A country bar.
I'm sure they dressed it up as a having a country act. And
it's
maybe,
where the shooting was, too. Remember the shooting?
No, it was not. That's in Thousand Oaks.
That's in Thousand Oaks.
The canyon is in Agoura.
Oh, yeah.
Funny
enough,
though, when we were at the canyon for the Yacht Rock concert. Robin was like, this is the place where the shooting happened. And I was like,
same thing.
No. That was called something else and it's in Thousand Oaks.
But it has the canyon, I think, in the title.
Kaylin, will you Google where the shooting in Thousand Oaks? It's not called. It's no. It's not
border.
Called.
Borderline.
Oh, borderline. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Hey, really quick.
Do you own or rent your home?
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. Well, good news for you. Well, I bet it can be hard work. You know that, right?
It is hard work.
But you know what's easy is, you know what? Bundling policies with GEICO. That's easy. It makes it easy to bundle your homeowners for or renter's insurance along with your auto policy altogether. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot. It's a big responsibility having a house.
Yes. So they make it easy. If you go to geico.com, you can get a quote and see how much you can save. And it's GEICO easy, you know.
Yeah.
Not
awesome.
Just easy, it's GEICO easy.
GEICO easy.
Go to geico.com today. That's GEICO. Geico.com. I can't help it.
So did you watch? So did you get through the whole episode?
So we did. Not only, are you kidding? We're all caught up.
Oh.
We watched all three episodes.
Okay.
So what happened was, is last, what happened? Friday night we watched it. No, Saturday night we watched it. And then yesterday it was winding down. It was 7 o'clock. And he's like, school tomorrow. And then he goes, I want to watch the rest. Let's watch some more Bachelor. That'll cheer me up. I go, okay, let's go. Let's go watch the Bachelor. So we're watching it. And the other thing is Adam, why do you have to come in and shame Sonny? He comes in and he's like, all right, Sonny, because we're in my room watching it. He's like, I got a bed soon. And he's like, what are you doing? And there's girls crying left and right. And
what Sonny's time was like, this?
Like 11:05.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Oh, I just didn't know if it was like 8 o'clock at night and Adam, like,
no.
Mm-hmm. Guys can sometimes be like that at mm-hmm. like at just random times, be like, shouldn't you be in bed? And
yeah,
it's like,
I know.
Have you met our kids?
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever seen them go to bed at 8?
Right. Like, no, of course not. No. But Adam just got back from his trip that day and he was tired. But so what? So we made him wait. But it's like, then he's like, what are you watching, Sonny? What are you watching The Bachelor for? Blah, 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 blah. And I go, and then he does this thing. He goes, I have to watch it because all my friends are watching it. And the guys at the studio watch it. So I got to watch it. I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to make excuses. He's watching it because he likes it. That's all. But, period. That's it.
Good.
Why do you watch TMZ every day? We don't make fun of you watching TMZ every day. You know, so he's a little shame, Sonny, because he's watching The Bachelor. How dare you?
So, good for you. I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah. Right.
Did you say any of that or was that in your inside voice?
That was in my head. I thought about it after he walked away. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind next time it comes up. No, you know what I did say? I like that he's watching it because then he can understand how to spot the crazies when he gets older.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a preemptive kind of like, you know, you go to school and they do that whole, you know, sex ed and stuff.
Right,
this is kind of like dating ed. Like he knows what to look for and what not. His mom, I know the crazies. I go, all right, settle down. He's like, no, I said he knows how to spot the crazies. I like that he's watching. I like that he's into it.
Yeah.
Now I got a show to watch with him.
Because some of the stuff that the girls do is like high level crazy where it's good to teach the kids like, okay, you see how she's saying this in like a really sweet voice,
right?
But it's very controlling,
right?
That's called passive aggression. You
know?
Teach them things where you go, where it's tricky,
right?
Where you're like, well, what, wait, what did she mean by that?
I know. Like,
and you're like, see
the
it?
Liars.
See, it?
See, she's lying. She's lying. Could you see it? You can see it that she's lying, you know?
Yeah.
Like that pageant girl I can't stand.
There's a couple of them.
The one, I know. The one that he liked and Chris came and took her rose away. That was all about. Why couldn't he just go take a rose and throw it over to Chris and go, I don't need this one. Here's the last rose, you know?
Oh, right.
Her, that one. Ugh, I don't like her. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Amaya.
Himalayas, Sonny calls her.
Himalaya, yeah. Alea.
Alea.
Alea, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it's very interesting because, okay, there's been a little bit of controversy about the Alea situation just in the because you know how, you know, all the girls were like, Alea's really fake.
Yes.
You know, she's one way when the cameras are on.
Yeah.
And then there has been some controversy where some people feel like, well, she didn't actually do anything wrong. Like,
right,
now we're just going to hate on girls because, like, they're a little fake.
Right.
They're extra when the cameras are on. Like, they are contestants on The Bachelor.
I know.
But I personally find her to be – like, I get that people are turned off by her because she does have that thing where she's like, yeah,
yeah,
like
I hate that. No,
she does like kind of like a baby voice when she's like talking to him. Like I'm just a little girl. I'm just take care of me. Like what?
Right.
Like it's so affected and gross.
It is gross.
Now you could say they're all kind of affected and gross, but they're really not.
Not all of them.
Yeah, some of them. Sunny speak likes, in a human voice.
Sunny likes Tammy, the Asian, like the...
She's funny, the wrestler, the house-flipping wrestler.
Yes, the house-flipping wrestler, because she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we could talk about The Bachelor. I don't know if people are turned off by Bachelor talk. But you know the brunette that's like the one you were, Victoria F or whatever,
yes.
The one that's insecure.
Uh-huh.
And we thought it was funny, though, when, like, you know, she was insecure, but then she, like, downed a glass of a champagne, and then she went up there and she did her thing on the catwalk. And then she was kind of getting goofy, and then Sunny was like, I'm kind of warming up to her. And then again, she starts crying later on. She's still insecure, and he's like, ugh, I lost it again. Like, I liked her, and that's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because all of my kids have lost interest in The Bachelor. So I know. They used to live for it and then they loved listening to my podcast. And then I don't know, somehow they just sort of lost interest and now, but they'll pretend they're going to watch it with me. This is the thing about teenagers.
Mm.
Now all my kids are, now I have two preteens. Can you guys believe how long we've been doing this podcast?
I know.
They were literally babies when we started. I think
they couldn't
talk.
Right?
Yeah,
they were barely talking, like, you know. They were toddlers.
When we first started, and now they're 12, and they're you know, full-on preteens.
God.
And they do that thing that a lot of preteens do where they pretend they're kind of giving you some energy about something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mom. Oh, no, I want to watch it with you. Xander goes even further with this, I think because he's a dude.
Yeah.
So he's very, like... tries to be like a mama's boy, like have a special bond with me, a little,
like
pulls
Sunny.
A little Sunny thing where he'll be like, no, Mom, I'll watch it with you. And then he'll come in and then I just see him sneaking. First, it's just glances on his phone. Then he's full on playing a game. And then before you know it, he's like slipping out of the room. Oh, I just got to tell Sadie something.
Be right back.
And then
be right leave.
Back. And he's like getting a snack.
They
and
leave
then
you high and dry.
Left me high and dry. Like he just never came back.
Aww.
Until the end, until it's his bedtime, then suddenly he's all
interested.
Eyes and ears again. Oh, wait, school, what's going on? Xander,
what Victoria
got time to catch you up when you've been off playing Roblox?
That's funny because Sunny does the same thing. I go, Sunny, are you watching it? Really? 2.5 hours in. I'm like, Sunny, are you really watching? Because he does, don't think he doesn't have his phone with him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just checking the scores of the game. I'm like, oh my God. All right.
So, LB. Because she's 15.
Yeah.
Doesn't even pretend anymore. She's got nothing to prove to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, she's still my little sweetie.
Yeah.
And she still likes to go places with me and she knows how to work me.
Yes.
Like when she, but she's secure enough to know that she doesn't need to even pretend to like stuff that I like.
Right.
And she, I'll go, LB, are you not into The Bachelor anymore? She's like, yeah, no. Like, why would I be? Sucks for you. Good luck on that podcast on a show that I could not be less interested in.
I ain't writing jokes for you anymore.
Yeah. I'm like, bitch, that podcast pays for your new feelas that you have your eye on.
It's true.
That's how
it's
mama
so
makes
true.
A living.
That's so
better
true.
Act interested.
Teenagers. Yeah, you better
yeah,
act.
You want your allowance?
Right.
Act interested.
Right.
Get in here and write some jokes.
Yes. You know, Friday night we had drama at the house. So, you know, okay, so Adam's out of town, right? And I'm watching The Outsider, thanks to you, Kaylin.
Yep.
Which I love.
I've heard good things. I have to watch this show.
It kind of creeps me out.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to watch it tonight because Adam's out of town. And it kind of really legit, no show does this to me, but this show does. I don't want to watch it because I'm alone. All right. So now it's like, okay, so Natalia, so we have this volleyball tournament on Saturday morning. Side out. Which, by the way, I audio recorded for us. And Natalia's looking through the picture. I want to see the videos because I took video of her playing. She's looking at the videos and then she goes, oh, nice video, Mom. It's of my purse. And I go, oh, wait. Just don't delete that. Leave that. And she goes, why? And I go, I don't know. I was going to use it for my podcast. And she goes, why? Because they're yelling side out. I go, how do you know?
How did she know?
I don't know. And she goes, because the mom's yelling, side out, side out. I said, maybe. And she goes, no, mom, please don't. Please, please don't. All right. So what? Okay. Anyway, so we have the tournament Saturday morning. It's 5:45. We have to get up. And one of the girls is on her team, and the girl is going to spend the night at our house. She's going to get dropped off in the she's going to get dropped off around 9:30 at night, and she's going to sleep over, and then I'm going to take them to the tournament. Okay, fine. So it's now, you know, it's Friday night, and I'm going to get ready for bed. I'm tired. Like, I'm going to go to bed. And Natalia, you got to go to bed early too. We got to get up at 5:45. And she goes, yeah, I know. I'm just going to wait. She's sitting by the window waiting for her friend to show up. And her friend comes. They go, okay, everybody, good night. It's almost 11 o'clock now. Good night. So they go in their room, and Natalia comes, mom, the two of them are like, like they seen a ghost. And she goes, the next door neighbor girl, whatever her name is, let's call her Aaliyah, next door neighbor called and said, there's a teenage girl that lives next door. Called and said that their house was robbed. She said that they just got robbed. They just got robbed. And Natalia looks like she's about to cry. And I go, what do you mean they just got robbed? And I'm trying to keep it, you know, I don't want to freak them out.
Right.
And I go, what do you mean? And she said, I don't know. I said, did they get robbed, actively robbed, or did they come home and see the house was robbed? Because there is robberies in our neighborhood. It just is a thing. It happens. And she said, I don't know. I didn't get the details. Well, they came home, the house was robbed, and they saw, like, so the girl, the teenager, was collecting money for some charity or thing, something at school that they are donating for, and they took all the cash. It was in her bedroom. And Natalia was like, to think that somebody was in her bedroom, that's so creepy, mom. I know, but it's, you know what? It's fine. First of all, we have the house alarm, we have our ADT. And second of all, our street now, you know, oh, and they said the cops are on their way. And I said, the cops are coming. Like, our street's going to be.
So this had just happened?
It just happened. They just got home and they called to see if we were okay because they got home. Their house was robbed. And I guess the girl called us to see, you know, I don't know.
That's crazy, though. So you were in your house while your next door neighbors were getting robbed.
Were getting robbed. And you know
what
else?
They didn't have an alarm go off or anything?
No, they didn't have their alarm. They don't have an alarm.
Oh.
And they didn't have they don't have dogs. They have cats. And
kind of serves them right.
I know, right?
Cat people?
How dare you? I agree. That's what I was thinking.
Why would
have a dog?
Not have a dog?
I know. So no, but so then the crazy thing is Natalia goes. So then the cops are there. So the girl keeps calling Natalia back and forth. They're talking back and forth. She, like, the cops are here. You know,
how old is this girl?
Natalia's age, like 13, 14.
But they're not good friends. That's her next door neighbor.
They're friends, but the girl and her sister go to some other school. I don't know. They don't go to her school.
Oh,
or maybe they do go to her school. I don't know. They're friends, but they're not like friends. Just be, you know.
I mean, they should be.
They should be, right?
That's her next door neighbor. That's like just a perfect recipe for. How is that not your best friend? Oh, my God. I grew up next door to my best friend. She was my next door neighbor.
I agree.
We walked to school every day, slept at each other's houses all the time because we were right.
Natalia's got like five of
those. Do you want me to talk to her?
Yeah, you can. You
that needs to be your best friend.
She's gone over there a couple times. Like, she's gone, like, hung out with her over there.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. They're not that. But they're fine.
Okay.
And Natalia was like, be safe. Like, every time she talked to her, okay, let me know if you need anything. Be safe, you know. So then Natalia goes, oh. Like, they asked me if I saw anything. And I'm like, now that I'm thinking about it, she goes, mom, I saw a car sitting outside. So Natalia sits at the window like a puppy waiting. Whenever her friends are coming,
right.
She sits at the window on her phone and watches out the window and waits for her friend to show up.
Right.
She was waiting at 9 o'clock looking outside. She saw this white car, sedan. She said it wasn't an SUV. And the headlights weren't on. The car was on, but the headlights were not on. So I guess the driving lights were on, the yellow lights, but not the headlights.
Okay.
And it's sitting there, and I go, ugh. And we live on a cul-de-sac, by the way.
Okay.
And we're at the end.
Right.
We're like the last two houses on the street. And I said, oh, you probably were looking at the getaway car. And she said, yeah, I didn't see anybody. I didn't see who was in the car. In fact, I looked at it and I was thinking, is that Lauren's car? Is that why am I – who is that? You know, she's thinking to herself. And most likely that was the getaway. That was probably the getaway car. And then the cop had to come over to Art. Now I'm like, okay, so everybody's fine. Let's just go to bed. It's cool. By the way, Sonny was in his room the whole time with his earbuds on.
Good.
Duncan, exactly. I go, do not tell Sonny. The girl thought, her friend thought that was funny every time I said, okay, just don't tell Sonny. And her friend is like laughing. Yeah, because what? And also, we're getting up at 5:45 and leaving. Sonny's going to be home alone, you know, early morning hours. He doesn't need to know what happened. Just keep it down the DL. And so then I'm like, I literally just pull the covers back to get in bed. It's now 11:30. And as soon as I do that, it's like ding dong. Oh, boy. So then the cop sheriff with no personality comes over. I mean, he really had no – like I'm kind of joking around. He's like, yeah, well, these things happen. I go, it's probably popular in our neighborhood that we get robbed. He goes, yeah, in the state of California. It's happening all the time in the state of California. Okay. But I know we're in the state of California, but I'm talking about my neighborhood, right, at this point in time.
He's like the guy that you had to – that tried to ask about when your electricity was going to get turned back
yes.
on power.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So and then he takes a statement from Natalia. He's like, how old are you? And then he's asked what's her birth date, her full name. And then he's hanging out in the kitchen.
What?
Yeah. And then he's just standing around and it's just me, him, and the two girls. Sonny is in bliss. And I'm like, okay, so thank you for coming and hopefully you catch him. Godspeed. Yeah, we probably not going to catch him. You know, he says that in front of the girls too. I'm like,
no.
Right, dude, you don't have to say that. What are you like? I mean, obviously, Mr. Cop.
No getter. I don't know. That would require like driving around.
Right. I couldn't believe he said that. And I was like, okay, goodbye. Like, wow.
Oh, my God. So then he left?
Yeah, then he left. That was it.
And you haven't talked to your neighbors since?
Natalia's talked to them. And, you know, they wanted to know also we have security cameras, but the camera is not pointing at the getaway car. I go, I don't think you're going to get anything out of it. You know, and so that was it. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, sometimes the cameras can capture like the front of your house.
Yeah.
Like into the street, yeah. But not yours.
I showed him the angles. Mm-hmm. These are the angles of the, you know, here's the screen of the security cameras. And mm-hmm. he's like, yeah. And like, he seemed very lazy and like wanted to just.
You're like, you want me to show you what we got? It's probably not going to help.
Right. And then I'm like thinking like, okay, maybe he wants to go home. But he doesn't want to go home because he's hanging out in the kitchen, like just standing around.
He's like, you got any pastries?
Donuts?
Or made any, I don't know, cookies or something? Well, so I could go for a little something sweet. Do you put I'm not saying put a pot of coffee on if you don't already have
right.
one on. But I mean, okay. You can put one on if
you want. And then the other thing, too, he said, I said, oh, it's, you know, I'm sure, you know, something 11 o'clock at night. And he goes, oh, it's past my time to get off. I was supposed to be off 3 hours ago, he said. I was like, all right. Oh, wow. I wanted like a cool cop to come over and be like,
right.
hey, so, you know, we're going to go chase him down. Or, I don't know, something. Have
right.
some Mr. No Personality. But anyway. He was gone, and then next thing you know, I was listening to Side Out and a few hours later.
Oh, God.
I know.
These weekends are relentless.
Nonstop, really. I thank God for The Bachelor now. I'm all about it. Now I'm, like, excited to watch that. But, yeah, that was my weekend.
Well, we did not have anything that exciting. Knock on wood, because I don't want anybody robbing us. But I have a lot of basketball in my life.
Yes.
Because LB's mid-season.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Xander had his first game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And did I tell you that, what, Caitlin, you want us to do an ad? All right. He's like, couldn't hurt. Listen, we have a new sponsor, and it's actually, I'm a little bit excited about it.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you this first. It's called...
Undercover Tourist.
Yes, Undercover Tourist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool name for
yes.
a business.
Yes.
By the way. I approve of the name of your business.
Undercover Tourist.
Yeah. Here's what it is. It's a new service where you can get discounted tickets to theme parks, which
big discounts.
This is could this not be more our demographic?
I know.
We're all trying to go to theme parks.
Yeah.
I go to theme parks.
Mrs. Magic Mountain over there.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people talk about on our page,
mm-hmm.
going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
How do I go to Disneyland? How do I get discounted tickets?
That's right.
Here's how you get discounted tickets. So you get the exact same tickets to attractions that you know and love, but for less with no catch. Like you save up to $85 on Disney World in Florida. You can save up to $120 on Disneyland, California tickets, and up to $150 on Universal, Florida tickets, and up to $183 on SeaWorld. So it's hassle for you. Email or you can get the physical tickets. You skip the lines at the gate and you go straight to the rides, no hidden fees and taxes included. And 90-day ticket returns.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Undercover Tourist is the trusted name for theme park tickets. So if you want to start planning your next theme park vacation now, visit undercovertourist.com/FCOL. That's an additional discount using FCOL on top of the big savings already offered through Undercover Tourist. That's undercovertourist.com/FCOL.
Nice.
Yeah. Did I tell you about Xander getting on the JV team? Did I tell you the story? Kaylin, do you remember? Does this ring a bell?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. So we had a lot of boys that were – so you know how one of my reasons for wanting to sign up for doing the sport, wanting to go to the school that we're going to was because they were having separate sports for sixth graders.
Right.
So Sadie – they barely had enough players, but got to play a sixth grade basketball team, which I thought was very good for her.
Right.
So, and Xander wanted to play basketball. Mm-hmm. She liked it. She was the point guard and all was good. But I think I was telling you this maybe off the air because of the fact that a lot of boys signed up for basketball, Xander, in sixth grade.
Right.
So Xander was kind of bumming out because we were going to, they had evaluations for 2 weeks. Remember I was saying that? And I was saying a lot of these kids, this age group, and you know, freaking ball hogs.
Yeah, I know.
They do not care about passing the ball, sharing the glory. Mm-hmm. It's all like, give me the ball.
Yeah,
give me the ball.
They're not coached right.
In your face. They're not coached right. They need to be the star. Every kid needs to be the star. So then we found out they were splitting into JV and varsity.
Right.
And Xander was all sad. They're going to put me on JV. I feel like I told you this story already.
Yeah, I remember.
But anyway, so he was put on JV, and I told him, remember I was telling you because I was trying to like go, hey, Xander, if you're on JV, it's actually going to be great. And then John was like, he's not going to be on JV. They're going to put him on varsity. He's one of the best ones out there. And I was like, X-nay.
Yeah.
On the varsity thing.
Yeah.
What the? Why are you you're doing damage to, I've just made it okay for him to get put. What if he does get put on JV? What then?
Right.
I didn't say any of that out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So he gets to the point where he's like actually excited about the idea of being on JV. Sure enough, he's on JV.
Mm-hmm.
The boys on his team are super nice kids.
Nice.
They're not very experienced. So I drove to the game that we had, which was last Wednesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It was since the last time we recorded.
Okay.
So Xander's the point guard.
Right.
The other boys, a few of them have literally never played basketball before, but they're willing to learn. Mm-hmm. They show up to practice like listening, wanting to, you know, they pass to each other.
That's awesome. That's
and they
good.
Had a great game. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they lost, but they only lost 16-19.
Oh, that's good.
Xander put up 10 of the points.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Went to the line 3 times and scored out of 2 of the times he went to the line.
Nice.
Plus like four baskets.
Mm-hmm.
He was so happy and proud of himself. And he felt like it was
the way to go.
The coolest thing to see.
Yeah.
And he and I were talking about it. And I was like, I just don't think that would have happened if you were on varsity. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nope. He's like, I would have been on the bench or no one would have passed to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I probably would have been in a really bad mood. I was like, yeah, now you're like the hero.
Right.
But not only that, but the other boys on your team like look up to you and are excited that you're the point guard.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and everybody passes the ball to you.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, they
and
trust
you. He just
you.
Had such a good experience. Yeah. And now he's so excited for his next game.
That's awesome. So that was the first game of the season?
Very first.
Nice.
But they only have five.
Oh.
The whole season is five games.
That was the same for Sadie,
Sadie
right?
had like six games. Yeah.
Why so less? Why not? Why?
I don't know. I think it's because it's not not every middle school. Most middle schools, I don't think, have middle school basketball teams.
I guess if they do,
it's not this. Like ours is a no cut team, right? Mm-hmm. So I think if it's a public school and they have basketball, they take it more seriously. Like they have tryouts,
right? Right.
And we're not going to be putting our kids against kids who are like way more serious about it.
Yeah.
So we play a lot of private schools.
Yeah,
that I think are similar, soft,
right.
Don't have to try out.
Right.
It's like,
yeah, that's good. That's awesome. I'm happy for him. Good.
I know. It was really nice.
That's nice. It's the best feeling. At volleyball, I had to – so I took Natalia's friend with us to the game, right?
Right.
I thought she was coming home with us, but the dad came. So –
don't you love how non-communicative these other parents are?
I have no idea.
Heads up on that.
I know. You know what I do like is this girl doesn't go to our school. And so Natalia kind of just is friends with her through volleyball.
Okay. Nice.
Which is cool, which is nice. Like everybody on her team basically doesn't go to her school. No, nobody on her team goes to our school. In that area, I mean, in that league they do, but not on her team. But anyway, so she made friends with this girl. She spent the night. This is the sweetest girl in the world. So I'm thinking I'm taking her home. But so then Natalia comes over, of course, in the middle, like right about the game's about to start, whatever. And she comes over and she's like, so I'm really hungry. We're almost done for the day. And can we go stop at In-N-Out? I'm like, sure. And she's like, okay, so can you tell Lauren's dad? And I was like, oh, was Lauren's dad here? I thought I was taking Lauren home. No, just tell Lauren's dad to meet us at the In-N-Out. Bye, I gotta go. So I'm like, all right.
Wait, where were you?
I was there.
Why is she calling you though?
No, she came over to talk to me. She ran over.
Oh, gotta go.
Like,
bye.
Yeah, I gotta go. Bye. And then she leaves and goes back to her team. Like they're about to start a game, and she's worried about what's going to happen after the game is over for the day. She, God forbid, has nothing to do. Like, she's got to have a friend, something planned.
Right.
So she runs over and was like, already planned. And by the way, she tried to get other girls that were there at the tournament that are she's friends with. But she's like, and ask so-and-so's mom and ask Chloe's mom and ask blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, they're busy. Let's just keep it to one. I don't even know what her dad, who is he? He's here, right. I guess, but I don't know.
You're like, that would entail me talking to other parents.
Right.
Starting conversations
exactly.
with them. No, thanks.
I don't want to. So, by the way, the ref was being such an asshole to the last team, not our team, luckily, but the other team, to the point where he stopped and he said, he does this or something. He does some like hand signal and he's telling the other team, push your bags in. What does that mean, push your bags in? He's talking about their backpacks. Push them underneath the bench. He wouldn't start the game until they pushed their backpack underneath the bench. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Then he stopped because there was a guy standing kind of next to him, not sitting on the pain in the ass, uncomfortable bleachers. There was a guy standing next to us, on just standing, and he goes, and he's like, Winston, he's like looking at him, waiting for the guy to look up, and then he's like, you need to move, you need to go sit down, and he was like, okay, it was like a dad. Turns out that's the dad.
Oh.
So anyway, all right, so we go, it turns out, so now I'm like, meet the dad, I'm like, okay, so you want to meet at the In-N-Out, and he's like, yeah, sure, it's fine, yeah, cool. And turns out I really like the guy, like he's totally normal, totally cool. It sort of reminds me, like, he was like, the girls were like, he said something like, what was your coach saying to you guys? Because the coach was very animated today. Usually she's pretty, you know, even-keeled, mellow. Uh-huh. And the girls were like, oh, my God, she was getting mad. She was, like, yelling at us, like, blah. Like, you know, she was yelling at us about this and that. And the dad's quiet, and he goes, I don't know, I kind of like that. I was like, yeah, I know. It's grit, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, I'm not – he's one of those dads that's like, I said, you know, next weekend we got a blah, 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 and I don't know where to be. And he goes, yeah, I'm not, that's not my jurisdiction. He goes, the wife has to tell me where to go. I'm not, that's not my thing. Luckily she's, I go, I know, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you're like a default parent over here.
Default parent, yeah. Right. Yeah, he was
like, yeah, I'm not the default parent. No, I don't carry around all the schedules in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But
I do, sometimes I get the clam sauce on the way home.
If it's on my honey-do list.
Yes. But yeah, he was nice. It was fine. But it was a fun day. And
how's Natalia doing with volleyball? Is she good?
She's doing really good. She's kicking ass.
Really?
She really is. She smacks that ball so hard. The parents are just like, wow. She's got like – she's known as the – you know, she
spiker?
Was the spiker. Yes. She kills. They got like 6 kills. She goes, you know what a kill is, Mom? I go, yeah, I know what a kill is, Mom. Italian. The dad goes, it's when they spike the ball. Like he's got a, it's when they spike it. And so, yeah, she's doing awesome. They won all their games.
Wow.
On Saturday. Yeah.
Wow. So she gets a lot of playing time now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. She plays MB, middle something.
Middle back.
Middle bouncer.
Kaylin, did you get a haircut?
I yes,
know.
You did.
I like
very
it.
Clean
Thank
cut.
You.
Yeah.
Kaylin, you see what you have to look forward to?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know what's funny though? I live for this stuff now.
Uh-huh.
I'm genuinely like excited like when there's a game midweek. Yeah. I'm like, oh, fighting with John for who's gonna go to it. I'm like, this sucks this week because Elby and Xander have a game on the same afternoon.
Oh.
But we're already like, oh, I think we could do both of them because Elby's game is at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go to Elby's game 2 to like 3. And then, but then Xander's game, I think, starts at 3:45, but they need people to dress. So I probably can't see both
yeah.
games.
Yeah. It's that sucks.
So I'll probably mm-hmm. have to see Xander's.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I really honestly love watching LB play.
Yeah.
But I've seen LB play a ton right. of times. I can't not.
Yeah.
But maybe it's possible that John could do the Xander run. He's mm-hmm. also seen LB play
right.
a lot of times.
Right.
It's just that I just get excited about it. I get excited when they have games.
I do too. I like it. I don't mind getting up early. I'm fine with it. It's fine. It's just the one thing I don't like is the drive home. It's just, you know, you fly there because it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But coming home on the 5 is just brutal. And you would think a Saturday, not so bad. No, bad. An hour and 15 minutes coming home. And it's like, and Natalia's asleep. I just, it's just brutal, that drive home. But then, you know, you kind of have the rest of the day. It's like, you know, you feel like you've been up all day. You feel like it's 5 o'clock, but it's 3 o'clock, you know.
That's the only thing is that when on the weekends, either you have something early, so you have to get up the same early time you would the rest of the week
mm-hmm.
with the kids. Or you don't, but then you can't sleep anyway because your body's so
right.
used to waking up early that I'm like 6:30 and my eyes pop open and I'm like, what the hell?
Go
Come
back.
On.
I know. Sunny. So the next morning, so Saturday we got up early to take her to her volleyball. So Sunny was going to be home alone and he had a game at 11:30. And I'm like, well, who's going to take you down? Olga's going to have to take you, I guess, or somebody's going to pick. He goes, no, I can walk. And I said, are you sure? He goes, I'm going to walk and I'm going to jump in the pool because that's Saturday's the day that he has to jump in the freezing cold pool. And he sent me a text with a picture of him in the pool. And I was like, wow, that takes a lot just to get in the pool by yourself. Well, nobody just, why didn't you just take a shower and go like, look at me, I went in the pool. And he's like, no, I want to go in the pool. And so then and then he walked to his game and then he walked home.
Where was his game?
It was close by because he's doing the what do you call it? The club league or whatever, you know, it's like every Saturday he's got a game, but it's right up the street. It's not that far.
It's the league that he's been doing forever, right?
Yeah, but not the one that he travels. Not the one that he goes to Vegas with and there's the two teams.
Okay, so what's this one?
This
then?
One is just like dad's coaching.
Oh, like you mean rec?
Rec. Yeah. What did I say? Club?
You said club.
Yeah, sorry. Rec. Club, rec.
I'm trying
rec,
to talk Xander into doing – because I'm like, this is so good for him.
I know, because he keeps it going.
But the only problem is, and I don't know if it's just that my kids are like special snowflakes, but he doesn't do well. Like, he would not have done well if he was playing on the varsity. He would have been crying a lot.
Yeah.
He would have been frustrated. And I worry that even like our local rec team, mm-hmm. that these boys his age, these 12-year-old boys, are in general are not Assault. Nice to each other.
Yeah.
In sports. It's just a very competitive age where they're –
who coaches those teams?
Those like the dads. Like, yeah. I told him, do you want to play on the local park team? And he's like, not really.
I don't blame him,
I'd rather just play in the driveway with dad.
Because would he know those kids?
That's what he said. He's like, I won't know any of them.
Yeah, see, Sonny knows it's all the kids that go to their school, the dads, whatever, you know, coaching. So
Xander does not like it. When it's ball hogs, when it's not fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When it's ball hogs, when he doesn't get a lot of playing time.
At this
and
age.
And I don't like it when it's that way and I have to pay for it.
I know.
I know. I've gotten really mad. I had a fight with Kiki over that, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're fine now. But
are you?
but when I was like, why is so all focused on winning when it's supposed to be a developmental team?
Right.
And I'm paying good money as much as the other kids and they're getting all the playing time.
Yes.
And there's no reason for me to just sit and watch my kid on the bench.
Right.
In fact, there's a girl on LB's team. This mm-hmm. is the school team, who's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow in the coach's mind, he must not think she's good. One game,
it's
he
bullshit.
Didn't play her 1 minute of the entire game.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And it's not
that's
that competitive.
Horrible.
It's called the Frosh Soft team.
Yeah.
So it's freshmen.
Right.
It's who cares? It's not even JV or varsity. And all the girls get really mad for their teammate. Like,
right.
Put her in.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he'll put her in. And if she makes like one mistake.
That's horrible.
He'll take her back out.
That's horrible.
John and I get so irritated about it because how do you expect her to get better if she's going to be playing
Somebody
in
should
fear?
Talk to the school. That's terrible.
I know. And she's kind of the only one that like there's – okay. He plays his – LB's a starter, and he mm-hmm. plays the starters
mm-hmm.
the most.
Mm-hmm.
But the other – there's – and then there's like let's say 10 girls on the team. Five of them are the starters, and then there's five that are on and off the bench a lot.
Right.
One of them hardly gets any playing time, the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's two more that get more playing time than her but still not a lot. And then there's two more that get kind of a lot of playing time. They get
mm-hmm.
moved in and out the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird because so for the one girl
mm-hmm.
that doesn't get almost get any playing time, she's not worse than the
That's
other
the
non-starters.
Thing.
But, you know,
That's
it must be
crazy.
Giving her a complex.
Of course. Of course. You don't think the kids
she's
know?
She's
got to
be like, I'm the only one
right.
that sometimes doesn't play at all.
I've seen it happen where there's a kid and Jensen's dad goes ballistic and he immediately talks to the coach like, what are you doing to that kid's complex? You're just going to let that kid sit on the bench? A lot of dads, it happened when we were in Vegas that there was a kid that was on the bench the whole time, never got played. I mean, it happened to Sonny, not the whole time, but there's times where Sonny doesn't play very much. And when the dads see that, they go insane. They go and talk to the coach immediately. And it's like, how much money are you making off of us, off of these kids? You know how much his parents are paying for him to sit on the bench the whole time? Like, what are you doing? Like, they go insane
yeah.
about it.
But then, you know, there's also parents that are crazy the other way.
The other
that are
way.
Going to be like, why isn't my kid? Why is my kid on the sub?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, like at that age, they should not be doing that. And the other thing is the kids shouldn't be ball hogs at that age. Or at least like, like they should not be ball hogs at
Can
that
I tell
age.
You about the mom?
No.
She'll never listen to this podcast. There's a kid, let's just say, on LB's team.
Mm-hmm.
The mom comes to all the games. I might have even told you this, but I probably said it on Patreon. It's just constant. All the kids make fun of it. She's just always yelling, shoot the ball!
Oh,
they're Indian. Shoot the ball! Stop the ball! Stop the ball! Constantly and so loud. And it's like the girl will have the ball at half court.
Oh,
and LB gets so mad after
they're
she'll
yelling
be like,
for her to shoot.
I don't want to say her real name, so let's call her Tasha. She'll be like, Oh my God, Mom. Tasha's mom screaming, shoot the ball. When Tasha was holding the ball, she was half court. No, do not shoot the fucking ball from half court. Shoot the ball. Shoot the ball, Tasha.
Oh God.
Right?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I know.
Stop yelling shit out to them.
Yeah. That's the weird thing when parents are coaching from the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like.
Just their own kid.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It makes me so mad. Remember I got into the fight years ago with the Boo Boo Kelly's dad?
Oh,
remember
yes.
The guy from The Descendants?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I got in the argument with
awesome.
The dad because he was, like, being abusive to his daughter.
Right,
in
right.
basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was from The Descendants.
The dad's an actor, too. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I got scared of him because I said he looks like he's in like a biker gang.
Yes.
Boo Boo Kelly's the one with the long hair in mm-hmm. The Descendants, mm-hmm. one of the stars.
Right.
And he was sitting next to the dad. And remember, I was like, I don't know what that relationship is. That's weird.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they look nothing alike. And I was right. like, are they a couple? What's happening?
Yeah.
And then I had to work up my courage to go like, I don't know if talking to your daughter mm-hmm. that way is going to help much.
Right.
Remember he was like, move your ass.
Yeah.
Screaming at her.
I know.
Abusively.
Mm-hmm. I don't come across that as much as anymore, luckily.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But it's just because you know why? We're not watching as much of the wreck.
Right.
Like
right.
where the parents are
it's
like.
It's just a free fall. Free fall.
Put your fucking kid on a club team, on a travel yeah. team then. Don't right. Don't scream at them from the sidelines.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, anyway.
It's horrible. Podcast One has a new show called Showmance. If you like our show,
mm-hmm.
You're going to love Showmance with Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz.
Yes.
On Podcast One. Join the former Glee stars and best friends as they interview other dynamic duos about the wild ups and downs of balancing a relationship on set. Download new episodes of Showmance with Kevin and Jenna every week on Podcast One.
Yeah. And so listen, Lynette and I had this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear what you guys think of doing Patreon Book Club.
I love the idea.
So we were considering and, you know, you know about Audible.
Yep.
So we like to listen to our books.
Mm-hmm.
But we were thinking about picking a book every month. And then if you're a $10 subscriber, once a month, we'll do an extra 30-minute show,
yeah.
and we can all talk about the book, and you guys can write in your comments, and
yes.
Lynette and I could break it down for you.
Right.
And so we'll at the beginning of the month, we'll pick a book.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, if you guys are into it, that this month we could do, since we both love it,
mm-hmm.
the Demi Moore book.
Yeah. What's it called? It's called the
Inside Out?
Inside Out.
That's what yeah. it's called, right?
I think so. It's the Demi Moore book. She's black and white picture of her.
Yeah, and maybe we'll try to do something special, like the once a month, like get somebody who has something to do with the book.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Has like a personal connection
right,
to it. Like
right.
how we had Carolyn Kepnes
yes.
on when we did You.
Yes.
So something special for Patreon.
Yeah. That's
so
be
yeah,
fun.
So if you're at the $10 level, extra show, extra content, we can all be
mm-hmm.
part of it. And also, if you're at the $10 level, you automatically get the T-shirt.
Ah, our
can't
T-shirt.
Hurt. And if you're at the $25 level of the shout out, you're automatically in. And if you're at the $50 level where you get the business shout out, you're automatically in.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ulysses.
Yes,
he's a good man.
He's all right.
He, you know what? Let's do another shout out for friendsofthekoala.org.
Oh.
It's helping like the koalas because they're so cute and they're suffering. And, you know, we got to help them. Mm-hmm. We got to help the people that are helping the koalas in this terrible Australian fires. So friendsofthekoala.org. And then we got Letty Molina with her CBD, which, you know,
yeah.
again, animal connection. Get healthier
right.
dogs with their allergies and their arthritis. HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. Then we got Sarah Dean, who hosts the Shameless Mom Academy, where she helps you find your identity again after
mm-hmm.
you've had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Go check out her show at shamelessmom.com. We got Jeremy Bishop. He's with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, and he is going to help you get a realtor.
Yes.
And it's free. It's a free service. You can call or text
service.
Him at 520-981-1110. 1305. And then, of course, as always, we got Kate Marengo, who's just our favorite bitch. Do you need a new couch like I do again already?
You do?
Yeah, I do. Our couch is stupid.
Why?
Because I didn't go to Kate Marengo. Because the blue one with the weirdly off high back.
Yeah.
I got to get Kate on the case. Kate on the case. Why don't you change your business name to Kate on the case?
Yes.
For now, it's called interiorchicago.com.
But when I talk to her later, I'm going to tell her.
Yeah. And then every week still right now, we've got Corinne Hayes. So her daughter has Prader-Willi syndrome, her youngest daughter, Isabel. She is helping fund her doctor, Jennifer Miller, at UF Gainesville for clinical trials to help with kids with Prader-Willi syndrome. And the link is on the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page. So go on that page, and at the top of the page, it's bookmarked, and check it out. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. It's for a good cause.
Yeah. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.